time for our Wesleyan Christian Coach's Corner. Evan Farbach with Mustang head boys basketball coach Kurt Cloud. Wesleyan Christian coming off a couple wins at the end of last week over Bradford Christian and Mingo Valley. They play at Wright Christian, and then they have a game actually here in Bartlesville at Oklahoma Wesleyan University, the Mueller Sports Complex. They'll play Barnsdall, which will be kind of a cool Osage and Washington County rivalry. And Coach Cloud, if you could kind of run down how you felt you guys played in your two victories on Thursday and Friday last week.
Well, we did all right. It was nice to get back on the winning track. We were a little bit rusty in the first half on Thursday night, but we came out in the third quarter, and I think we scored almost 30 points, 28 points in the third quarter, and shot better and played better defense and kind of got back on track, and then continued that on Friday night. We got up by 15 against Mingo Valley in the first half, shot really well, and then kind of went on a dry spell and let them catch back up. But we didn't end up winning that game by six. So, yeah, it was good to get two wins, and we're going to have to continue that improvement next week as we're going to take on two better ball clubs.
Yeah, Barnsdall, I know, is doing quite well. You play Wright Christian tomorrow night. Who specifically, individually, is playing well for you right now?
Well, Desmond Thompson's playing well. He's averaging, he's scoring about 20 a night. Jarrell Martin is playing well. He had 20 on Thursday night. Both of those guys continue to rebound. Jarrell, believe it or not, our point guard at 5'4" is our leading rebounder, but he can jump. Abram Stewart's coming on well. He's our big kid inside, young sophomore, and he scored in double digits both nights and had double digit rebounds. So those three guys are playing well, and then we have some guys come off the bench and play well. Carter Robinson started those nights and he played good, and Devon Foley came in and played a little bit on Friday night and played well, or Thursday night and played well. Levi came in, he's a sophomore, Levi Harper, came in and had two big rebounds on Friday night and when the game got close in the fourth quarter, and it was good for him to come in and do that. And it's been good. We've got one of our starters Seth Thomas has a broken hand, and he'll be back in January. But it's been good for these kids who don't have a lot of experience to have to come in and get some of that in the last week or two.
I know. I got a chance to see you guys against Dewey, and of course that's been 2-3 weeks ago now, but I was particularly impressed with you all. You really hung with the Bulldoggers, which is, you know, a 3A school, throughout most of the first half. I think you had a lead at the end of the first quarter, if I remember correctly. How much does a game like that kind of prepare you for the Bradford Christians and Mingo Valleys? How much does that help down the line?
Oh, it helps with the time. Anytime we can play at that level, it helps us to prepare and get better. Dewey just overwhelmed us with numbers. They had, you know, I'm going 6-7 deep at the most, and he's over there going 11-12, and really with not a lot of drop off. So they overwhelmed us. They're a good ball club, but you know, it helps us a ton to be able to play some of these 1A schools. Because we've been there, and when you play, you gotta play the best to be the best, and we definitely have a couple of those games on our schedule this year.
Wesleyan Christian head boys basketball coach Kurt Cloud. Once again, the Mustangs take on Wright Christian tonight. Then they'll play here in Bartlesville at the Mueller Sports Complex against Barnsdall on Friday. Barnsdall off to a good 2-1 start in Class 2A, and then they are in the Bahaska tournament next week. Coach Cloud, I appreciate the time, and we'll speak with you next week.
Thank you.